Kill of Fire by Thomas P. Lewis. Pictures by Joan Sandin. Read by Brian Amador. Now, turn to the first page of the story.
Esta es la historia de un granjero, de un pueblecito en México.
Once there was a farmer who lived in Mexico. He lived in a little village, in a house which had only one room. The farmer was not happy. "Nothing ever happens," he said. The people in the village thought the farmer was foolish. "We have everything we need," they said. "We have a school and a market and a church with an old bell that rings on Sundays. Our village is the best there is." "But nothing ever happens," said the farmer. "What's wrong, my little Lola?"
he asks.
"I can't dance in front of all those people,"
says Lola. A big tear rolls down her cheek.
"I just can't. I don't even have a dress."
"But you have duende, Lola. You told me all those months ago, remember? Having duende means having the courage to dance away your fear."
Lola nods. She wipes away her tears.
"Maybe this will help as well,"
says Papi. And he hands Lola a box with a big red bow.
"For me?"
Lola asks.
"But it's Mommy's birthday."
Papi smiles.
"Just open it."
Lola opens the box and takes out a beautiful ruffled dress.
"It's got polka dots,"
she cries. She shivers all over and gives Papi a big hug.
"Thank you,"
she whispers.
"Wait, there's more,"
says Papi, pointing at the box.
"Tio Tomas looks like a black cloud about to rain." That's what Carlos thought when he saw his uncle waiting for him after school. He'd looked grim ever since the family had moved to L.A.
"La única cosa buena de Los Angeles es su nombre," he always said.
Like being named for angels was L.A.'s one good claim. He was a total cloud of gloom. "Uncle Rain Cloud," muttered Carlos. "The perfect name for him."
She was wrong. I wasn't a kind of detective. I was the real deal. I got a badge and a certificate when I completed a few online courses 2 years ago. Never mind all the detective books I'd read. Halfway through most of them, I'd already figured out who the murderer was, but I kept reading through to the last page just to compare how I arrived at my answers versus how the authors did. Both in school and in the neighborhood, I'd solved enough mysteries that I'd gained a rock-solid reputation as a gumshoe, a private eye. So Toots had misspoken when she referred to me as a kind of detective. But I let it go. Those green eyes welling up with tears, it was enough to break a guy's heart.
Conejo hopped up and down.
"Yes, let's!"
Tortuga poked out of his shell.
"A fiesta? On sábado? Count me in. Here come our guests."
Culebra shook his rattle.
"Let's greet them."
Cesar Chavez was a very important Mexican-American leader in the United States. He was a man who improved the lives of poor farm workers. He fought to help them get better wages and working conditions. He helped them gain more respect and end discrimination against them. Cesar Chavez organized the United Farm Workers Union to do this. He gave the poor hope that life could be better.